Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. It's been another week in the news, and another week with a lot of things happening out there. I have read somewhere where Bush is thinking of hitting Iran within 48 hours, but I doubt it. I really doubt if that's going to happen. That would be really crazy at this time to do anything with Iran, especially that now we have the Shanghai organization that they were meeting China and Russia. They've formed some type of an organization. It's not a it's not an alliance yet, but I think it's the beginning of an alliance. And they invited Ahmadinejad of Iran to be with them. And, of course, the Russians and the Chinese, they have conducted some military exercises. So we see it happening, ladies and gentlemen, where another camp is being set up out there to offset the craziness of our camp. It seems like the Cold War is beginning again, but the only problem now is we are actually using deadly force. That's what Paul Wolfowitz and Richard Perle said that we should do, preemptive strikes. And with thing where they were meeting yesterday, Putin and the Chinese premier, like I said, it's not an alliance yet, but it's the beginning of one. And if Iran, Venezuela, Peru, and other countries join in, then we definitely we will be going back to worse than what it used to be during the Soviet Union. Well, we have labeled, our government have labeled the Iranian Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist organization. It seems like we are labeling, we're using this terrorist thing, and we like using that term and just labeling people with that. And when you label them as a terrorist, that means you gotta kill them. The funny thing, ladies and gentlemen, is I don't know how many the Iranian Revolutionary Guards have killed in Iraq or caused the death of, but our troops have caused the death of a million Iraqis. Most of them are civilians, I might add. Unfortunately, what you see in the news every day is the bombing that takes place between Sunnis and Shiites and etc., etc. But you never see the killings and the death that our own army is responsible for in Iraq. It's unfortunately our media has imposed a self-censorship on itself, so they will not show you what our army is doing. But yet we call those people we kill, the civilians we kill, we call them collateral damage. It's unfortunate that when collateral damage far exceeds enemy combatant, you can no longer call it damage, but a genocide of some sort. Because I guarantee you, we have not killed not even close to 5% of enemy combatants than we did civilians. And we still call them the collateral damage. Well, ladies and gentlemen, today after we're going to be taking a break here in a minute, but after we come back, we're going to be joined in with Mark Glynn. We will be Mark will be joining us every week. Me and him, we will be sharing this show, and it seems like people like the format, and we will be doing that. I don't know if we are time to go for the break here or not, but I will keep talking until someone tells me something. And, well, there's the music. So we will be right back with Mark Lane.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. The phone number to call is 800-313-9443. And another story out there that is brewing in the in the Arctic Ocean, where the Indians and the Russians are in dispute over who owns parts of that Arctic Ocean, because it looks like there's a lot of oil in there. China have joined in this expedition. That's too close to home, of course. And Denmark is sending ships there to map out the area there and see what they can lay claim to. And of course, Canada is disputing this very much with the Russians, and, you know, Russian submarines are already in the Arctic Ocean, and Canada is sending in their fast boats, and we'll see how that happens, because what we are seeing out there also is the United States is sending more, call it expedition forces to our Alaskan side to see exactly what's going on out there. So we might be seeing another problem there where we don't need to get involved with. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for a look at the other news that are making, that are brewing out there that you probably don't hear about in the mainstream media, we'll go to Mark Glenn with the headlines.
Me? What are you talking about? Shem?
You have some news?
Yes, I do have some news. I thought I would just interject a little bit of comic relief into that. You're way too serious of a person, you know that?
Okay.
Shem?
I can hear you.
Okay. I would just like to expand a little bit on what you were talking about with the Russian situation. I'm going to be writing about this in the upcoming issue of American Free Press. It seems like within the last 2 weeks, this situation with the Russians has taken a very sharp downturn. Of course, American relations with Russia have been getting steadily worse since this war began in Iraq, but especially since we have been beating the drums for war against Iran, things have really started to turn very sour. We've had several instances in the last week alone of Russia flexing her military muscle by flying bombers close to American bases and close to American borders. And, you know, this is something that you and I were talking about a few years ago. And I said a few years ago, Hashem, that Russia was not going to sit down and allow this situation in the Middle East to take place without her, you know, thinking of her own best interest. And this is something that I think that people don't really understand. A lot of people are in the old mindset as it pertains to Russia and the whole Soviet Union thing. The people who have hijacked this country, the people we call the neocons, these people were basically followers of Leon Trotsky, who was one of the Bolshevik revolutionaries who took over Russia in the early 1900s. And what happened is that when Trotsky was forced to flee the Soviet Union when Stalin took over, he was tracked down to Mexico by one of Stalin's assassins and was killed with an axe blow to the head. But he had quite a few followers, and a lot of these people who followed him back during the 1960s, people in this country who were followers of Trotsky, simply changed their party affiliation from Democrat to Republican, and then they called themselves neocons. Now, one of the things that people do not understand about the situation in Russia is that these people, these Trotskyites, they have never let go of the idea that one day they were going to be able to take over Russia again. Of course, they tried to do this when the oligarchs began buying up the state-owned resource and energy companies in what was the former Soviet Union. And when Putin took over and he took these energy companies away from these oligarchs and started putting these people in jail. Of course, the ones who were not put into prison fled to Israel, where they held dual citizenship. But the fact of the matter is that the end goal of the neocons or the Zionists or whatever you want to call them, the end goal of this thing is to have the United States and the Soviet Union going to war against each other. This is something that people don't really realize, when, especially the people who are supporters of George Bush, and they're talking about expanding the war to include Syria, expanding the war to include Iran, they don't understand that these neocons, these madmen, they really have as the end goal the United States and the Soviet Union going to war against each other. Obviously, this is an extremely dangerous situation. Russia is not going to simply lie down and take it. She's going to stand up for her own interests. And if that means that she has to find herself going to war against the United States, particularly a United States that has been worn down through 4 years of war, I mean, we can't even hold on to Iraq right now. So you can imagine at what kind of a disadvantage we would find ourselves if we had to actually go to war against Russia. So this is something that I think people should be paying attention to, particularly in the weeks and months ahead, because it really is heating up quite a bit. And when we talk about there being this madman in the White House, I think that there's a lot more to it than people realize. It's a very dangerous situation.
Okay. So what else is out there in the news, Mark?
Well, let's see. We have items of interest that I ran into this week while helping to put together some stories from American Free Press. Came across a very interesting story about a pastor in Israel who has lived there for 20 years, and he's now being deported from Israel. They have refused to renew or extend his privilege to stay there. He's being told that he has to leave. And the interesting thing is the reason that he is being told that he has to leave is because the immigration department in Israel suspects that he's involved in evangelizing, meaning he's going out and he's talking to Jews about Jesus. Now, anybody who read the book that was written by a fellow named Jack Bernstein entitled An American Jew Living in Racist Marxist Israel will know that Bernstein, he's quoted in his book as saying that in Israel there is a five-year prison sentence that comes with any Christian who proselytizes his faith to a Jew. In fact, as Bernstein noted in his book, he said that this term, this definition of proselytize, can even be extended to a Christian helping a Jewish person out. Like, for example, if a Jewish person had a flat tire and a Christian pulled over to help them change the tire or whatever, that something as innocuous as this can be considered an attempt to proselytize the Jew and to make that Jew become a Christian. And even something like that can carry a five-year prison sentence. So that's one story, is that we have a Christian pastor who had been living there for 20 years being told that he has to leave because he made the unforgivable mistake of talking about Jesus in the place where Jesus actually lived. Of course, we're not going to hear anything about this from the likes of John Hagee or Pat Robertson or any of these other false prophets who tell us that Israel is the finest handiwork of God and that Christians need to send their money and to send their political power and even send their sons and daughters off to the Middle East for the benefit of this nation. We're not going to hear about this. The other stories out there, we have the war czar, General Lute, talking about that we have to begin possibly drafting young people in the United States into the Army because the Army, as Colin Powell said, is broke. So he's actually talking about drafting, bringing the draft back to bring young people in because obviously we can't meet the goals that are required. And while this is taking place, one of the things that we have to keep in mind, while we're talking now about drafting our young people into going and fighting and dying for Israel, at the same time, you have Jews in America, young people, who are leaving America, and they're going over to Israel, and they're enlisting in the Israeli Defense Forces, you see. They're leaving the United States, possibly because...
Mark.
Yes.
There's a story about Rudy Giuliani that kind of is interesting He was asked a couple of days ago of why his own is endorsing Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he got very upset and said that his to leave his family alone. And, you know, it's amazing when a presidential candidate, when his own family will not vote for him and his son has not spoken with him in years. We'll talk about this when we come back from the break and see exactly what this country is getting into. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and let's get to some of these stories that we have talked about, but the one that I really liked, it's kind of funny, is the one about Rudy Giuliani, where his own daughter is endorsing another presidential candidate from another, from completely another different party. Now, I mean, this is America, and it's, you know, free. People can choose whichever president or president candidate they want to endorse and help. But when you are running for president and your own daughter is not willing to endorse you, then there's a problem. I mean, who knows you better than your own family? And if his daughter will not vote for him and will go and vote for somebody else, then apparently he is not the right president. If he can't take care of his own house, how in the world is he going to take care of the country? If he can't unite his family, his own family, his son hasn't spoken in years. His daughter publicly saying, I'm not going to vote for him. I'm endorsing somebody else. I'm endorsing Barack Obama. And, you know, of course, you know, we really should not get into people's families. That's personal. But when you are running for the president of the United States, nothing is personal. You know, you put yourself in the public eyes, and you are going to be taking care of my family if you become a president. So, you know, sure in the world, I did not want him to take care of my family if he's president. He said that he loves his family very, very much and will do anything for them. And he continued to say that there are complexities in every family in America. Yeah, I agree, but not complexities where a daughter will not endorse her own father to the presidency of the United States post. And, you know, what else would a child want than being the son or the of the first man in the country? What do you think of that, Mark?
I couldn't agree more. This is this whole argument that a lot of people use, that let's leave the man's personal life out of it. That's a bunch of garbage. Anybody knows that even when you go and apply for some government job where you're going to be handling national security secrets, and certainly nothing on the level that the president is going to be dealing with, they investigate every aspect of your life that can be investigated. They want to know everything about you that can be known, because all of these things accumulatively add up to a certain number as to whether or not you can be trusted with these secrets. Now, these things that you're talking about with regards to Giuliani, and I'm not judging the man morally, but these things, as I said, they are troublesome. The fact that he has been married three times, it's just like when you go and you apply for a job and they look at your application and it shows that you've had three different jobs in the course of a year. Well, that looks bad if you're applying for a job or if you're applying for a loan or something like that. And they say, well, what's wrong with you? Can't you hold on to a job? We're not sure that we want you working for us either. By the same token, when you have a man who cannot seem to remain loyal to one woman and he has these kinds of problems in his family, these things, they bode very dangerously on the prospect of him being the most powerful man in the world.
You know, Mark, another story that was in the news but did not get a lot of coverage in the mainstream media. Of course, you know, on this program, we want to bring to the people the stories and analyze them. We don't want to be another a news agency, but we want to analyze the news and have people understand exactly what's behind these news. For instance, the states have signed the $30 billion, actually the day before, $30 billion worth of American aid to Israel. And what was so interesting about this time, Mark, is there were no strings attached. The United States had no stipulation. They did not even ask them anything of what to do in return. You know, nothing of what to do on the Palestinian issue, nothing what to do on any of the issues that Israel, for instance, the drugs that Israel brings into our country is amazing. All these ecstasy pills that in the American market, the vast majority of it is coming from Israel. We're not saying anything about that. The arms that Israel sells that we ship to them, and they end up selling it to somebody else, and then selling, they even sold the Chinese some secrets of how to design our missiles. And, you know, this was a couple of years back that it took place. And yet, we will go in there and say, you can get $30 billion free and clear of United States aid, and with no strings attached, but yet we sell to the Saudis $20 billion worth of weapons, and of course the Saudis paid probably five times of what it normally sells for, but that's okay. So why are we sending a lot of this money? I hear the break coming up, so after the break we're going to tackle this issue. And if anyone is interested, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Joining me is Mark Glynn, and we are discussing some news stories and try to see if we can come up with an answer to exactly what is going on, especially in the Middle East. Now, we are we promised Israel $30 billion worth of aid, and at the same time, Russia is sending some air defense systems to Syria. And the United States does not like that. So apparently, the Russian and the United States are arming different parties in the Middle East. And so what do you think of that, Mark?
Well, one of the things that you may have missed mentioning, it's not just that Russia is arming Syria with missiles. Russia is building a permanent base in Syria for herself, and she has also decided to maintain a permanent presence in the Mediterranean in a Syrian port as well. So it's not just arming Syria with some missiles. Russia is taking up her old position that she occupied many, many decades ago. You know, this is one of the things that worried me 4 years ago when this whole business was beginning, was that I predicted that Russia was going to get involved in this. And so the fact that she is building a permanent base in Syria, the fact that she's going to be stationing her navy, a good portion of her fleet, right in Syria's port, this is something obviously that the Israelis are worried about, because they've written several news pieces in the major Israeli newspapers in the last couple of weeks. So this is, you know, this is a serious situation here, no pun intended. Very serious situation. As I said, Russia is not going to take this lying down. And the fact is, you mentioned, Hashem, that we're going to be giving Israel this $30 billion worth of hardware, with no strings attached. What that tells me, it tells me two things. First of which is that the United States basically now is just a completely mindless, willless puppet, that dances to the tune that Israel, dictates. But more importantly than that, the increase in the military hardware tells me that Israel is making plans of expanding her territory, probably into Lebanon and probably into Syria, and this is the reason why she needs this increase in arms. Of course, you know that the United States has been flying tons and tons of military equipment into Lebanon. Of course, you know, now it's a year later after Israel launched this war against Lebanon, and now the United States is arming Lebanon so that the Lebanese government can fight these battles against these Palestinians in the north. But what this whole thing tells me, when I put all of the pieces of this puzzle together, what it tells me is that Israel is making some plans, and of course the election of Netanyahu as Likud leader, this also is very troubling, because anybody who knows anything about him knows that he is hungry for war, and particularly against Iran and Syria.
You know, Mark, it really bothers me a lot that the decision making in the United States, it has been extremely harmful for United States interests. You know, if we read from Richard Norton, professor of international relations at Boston University, who also served as an advisor to James Baker, the study group, the Iraq study group, and he said that surveying United States history, one is hard pressed to find presidential decisions as monumentally ill-informed and counterproductive as the decision to invade and occupy Iraq. However, a decision to go to war against Iran would arguably surpass the Iraq war as the worst foreign policy decision ever made by an American president. You know, here we have Americans who are of all this, who see what is going on out there, who understand international relations better than anyone else. They're saying that it was a horrible decision to go to war against Iraq, and it will be the worst foreign policy decision if we go to war against Iran. But yet we still see the warmongering neocons still, even though a lot of them, by the way, are leaving by the scores. You've heard about Karl Rove, leaving at the end of the month. And, of course, Tony Snow decided to also leave. So very much there are a lot of these, there are a lot of people leaving the administration. And if we look at what's happening in the Middle East, if we look at what's happening between China and Russia, and we see that the decisions our administration is making is basically making things worse for everyone out there, including us, because if how much money we spend on the war, you will see that it is we spend a lot of money on this stupid war, and we're not getting anything in return. What do you think about that, Mark?
Well, the whole thing that should be screaming out to the American people is the whole aspect of the irrationality of the whole thing. You know, I hate to use this as a long example, but you know, you and I spend a lot of time, Hashem, talking about this lunacy of Christian Zionism. And if it were not for the power that these Christian Zionists have over people such as George Bush, and of course, you know, the false prophets themselves, the Hagees and the Robertsons, whatever. You know, I just finished having a long conversation with my neighbor about this. She's one of these people who listens to Hagee and all the other guys and talking about how we have to stand by Israel and all the rest of that stuff. And I went through and I cited for her all of these things dealing with the Bible and whatnot, and just basically took her argument and cut it up into tiny little pieces. And at the end of it, you know, any rational person should have seen that they were defeated, that they had no leg to stand on in terms of this argument. And then they should have said, well, maybe I need to rethink this. But it had no effect on her. Likewise, when we're dealing with people such as Bush and all of these other people who basically they're like sharks in the water who have tasted blood, and now they're out of their minds. They're completely irrational and untamable. And this is the dangerous thing. I mean, it'd be one thing if Bush and his administration, if they were just a couple of tin-horn dictators in some faraway republic somewhere that had a standing army of about 300 men. But the fact of the matter is that these people, not only do they hold the bulk of the military power in the world, they also hold the bulk of the economic power as well. They don't have to launch nuclear weapons against countries to destroy them. They can destroy them simply with a keystroke of a computer that will cut that country's currency in half overnight. And so this is the frightening thing, is that we have these lunatics driving the bus that all of us are riding on, but yet very few people, particularly in this country, recognize this to be the fact. They have bought into this notion that this is all part of God's plan, and that we have to go along with it in order to be obedient to God. But what they're actually doing is that they are enlisting themselves in the service of the enemies of God by doing this. You know, you and I were talking before the show, Hashem, about this news story that the Department of Homeland Security is actually training these Christian pastors in this country, training them on how to quell dissent in their churches in the event that the federal government declares martial law. Okay,
Mark, the Pentagon has already set up plans, and it has been approved by Central Command that it is in case if the army needs to go in the streets and control the streets. And you know, with the story that you're talking about, with the training these pastors to basically drill in the people's minds through the church that you are to be obedient to the government, that's exactly what dictatorship governments use. They use religion. If it's Muslims, if it's Christians, if it's, it doesn't matter what it is, religion and the church is the number that they will hit, because once you are bringing a story to the people and mix it up with religion, people are going to believe you. Because people, you see, when you are listening to a broadcaster
you don't feel obligated to believe what he's saying. When you're listening to a teacher, the same thing. But when you are listening to a pastor at church, you think you are, you psych yourself up to believe what the pastor is telling you is the word of God, even though he's... countries that are dictatorship countries and where countries have already have martial laws. So we are looking very soon at martial law being instituted in from certain areas of the country where the federal government wants to control.
Yes, and you know, the thing is, Hashem, again, as I said, the problem with all of this is the irrationality of all of it. There are some of these people you cannot get through to them and make them see how crazy this whole thing is. You know, I know I use a lot of anecdotal evidence to make points, but, you know, there's a couple, an older couple that we're friends with. You know, he is fairly well educated, but what happened to them is that somebody in our church came to them with an offer that it was an investment thing, and said, if you'll come up with this amount of money, we guarantee you that you're going to get 12% a month back on your investment. And so this couple came to us and they said, hey, you ought to get in on this really good deal that this guy in church is offering us. If you invest in this enterprise that he's involved in, it's going to pay a dividend of 12% a month. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. I said, you mean 12% a year? And he said, no, it's 12% a month. And I said to them, listen, this is not possible. The only kind of thing that is going to offer profits like that, which 12% a month, that works out to like 144% a year.
That's 144% a year.
Yeah, anything offering profits like that is probably not legal, okay? And I tried explaining to them, I said, listen, don't fall for this. So what if the guy goes to our church? So what if he's got money? It's too good to be true. You're going to wind up losing your money. Well, in the end...
Mark,
yeah.
Are you saying that the church wanted to invest the money?
No, but the person who was making this offer was somebody in our church who is considered to be somebody very respectable.
I guess they never heard of these people never heard of usury. In their Bible, huh?
That's right. But the thing is this: in the end, this couple, they went ahead and they invested all of their money, which was not much, but it was a lot to them, and they wound up losing everything, okay? Because the mere chance that this was going to pan out and that they were actually going to be able to reap these kinds of huge rewards was worth taking the chance. And in the end, you know, this thing that sounded too good to be true was too good to be true. And likewise, this is the mentality that has possessed most of the people in this country with regards to George Bush's war. He tells them, we're going to bring democracy to these people, we're going to bring to them the American way of life, and yet, you know, it sounds too good to be true because we can't do it. We can't even bring democracy and stability to this tiny, relatively tiny country of Iraq. And yet he wants to expand this thing into Pakistan and Iran and Syria and elsewhere. But yet the people, they still, even though they have lost their life savings, like this couple that we know, they still don't realize how serious of a situation we're in.
Yeah. Unfortunately, people don't know and people don't remember that way back when Michael Chertoff became the director of Homeland Security, and of course, you know who Michael Chertoff is. His mother is an Israeli citizen, and he had lived in Israel before. And I am told somebody sent me a note on the internet. I don't know how true this is. Maybe if someone out there knows about this, maybe you can call us and let us know that Michael Chertoff was a KGB agent in Israel. Now, I never heard that one before, but if anyone has information on it.
Well, actually, Hashem, the truth is that his mother did work for Israeli intelligence. Okay,
I know about his mother, and I know all about his mother, and to me, he's also an Israeli. But the funny thing, Mark, is when he first took office, guess who he had hired as one of his senior advisors? The former head of the KGB.
Yeah, that's right.
And they drew plans of what you should do. You know, the national ID card, that is the brainchild of this former KGB head. And they're the ones that came up with that, because that's what they had in Russia, and that's how they were controlling the society. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We have in the last segment, and then we have another hour film. The number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com, or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com, or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com, or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com, or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Looks like we are having a little bit of problem with the audio there, and we're going to try to
work on this for the second hour. But let me give the number out there. It's 800-313-9443. I hope you are hearing me okay now. But in the next hour, we're going to be on another, a different computer, so that might help. Mark, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Okay, how bad?
It's still breaking up a little bit. You sound like one of those characters on one of those science fiction movies.
Oh, like the computer talking.
But you sound like that all the time anyway.
Exactly. Well, I am one of those cyber Odyssey 2010 or something.
You know, while we're on that topic, something that I would like to, an idea I would like to introduce to people. I was having a nice conversation with my other neighbor earlier today. I haven't gotten to speak with him very much, despite the fact that we've been living next door to each other for the last 7 years. But as it turns out, he and I are birds of a feather when it comes to politics and basically all of the things that you and I are talking about, Hashem. And one of the things that I have come to understand lately, particularly as we delve into all of this very depressing, very discouraging news, is the need to keep our spirits up and to laugh. Now, what happened when I found out that my neighbor, basically, you know, he's been reading the same stuff I've been reading, and basically we've been, you know, basically seeing things the same way all this time, and yet we didn't even know it. We had a really nice hour-long conversation about things, and really got to laugh quite a bit. And this is something, it may sound like it's not fitting for the discussion today, but this is one of the things that we have to do these days, ladies and gentlemen, is not to lose hope and not to get too down in the dumps. Yes, things are very bad. There's a lot of horrible suffering that's taking place all over the world. It seems like the bad guys, they get nothing but green lights, and the good guys get nothing but flat tires. But, you know, every once in a while, we need to just cut loose a little bit and just laugh a little bit, joke around a little bit, try to find something funny or something uplifting in life, and that's what I try to do with my good friend at the other end of this phone line right here is to joke with him a little bit. This is what keeps us going. Otherwise, we really are going to we're going to reach rock bottom, and at that point, we become very ineffective in the bigger battle. So that's one of the things. It may sound like it's a waste of time, but I think that is one of the things that we have to do every once in a while, is just to take a break.
What's the bigger battle, Mark? What is the bigger battle?
The bigger battle is standing up and speaking the truth and trying to take back not just our country, but our world.
Well, the
take
problem
it back
is
for
it's
the
too,
sake of our
it's
children.
Too late. It's too late for speaking up. People did not speak up, and that's why we are in the mess that we are in now. And so I don't think speaking up is going to make much difference. Do you? We're coming at the end of the first hour. We will be right back in a couple of minutes, and hopefully we will have this audio problem taken care of. We'll be right back.
With 3